Good morning. I'm doing well today. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for taking a few minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I really, really appreciate it. April 17th is National Canadian Film Day. I'll be honest, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I think we have a lot of really talented filmmakers in Canada, and some of the stories coming out are really important, especially this one about residential schools and the impacts it's had on Indigenous people in the country.
Absolutely. And you're offering a free screening of Bones of Crows. First off, free is a great word, especially when you consider the price of everything these days. Maybe you can tell us about Bones of Crows.
Sure, yeah. So this film follows the story of a Cree woman named Aline Spears and her journey through life from a young child born to parents living on the land in a traditional way, and her separation from her ways of life and her culture through the residential school system, and then all of the trauma and hardship that she faced as a result of that, and how it impacted her later in life into her adulthood. So she ended up being a code talker for the Canadian Air Force during World War II. And not many people know about this, but you know, many Indigenous people in Canada served in the World War. And the code talkers actually were a critical part of that because they were able to communicate in Indigenous languages. So Aline Spears was communicating in Cree. And the reason this is important is because European countries, the people who were working with their militaries, couldn't speak these languages. So they were not able to, if they could crack the code, actually intercept the messages they were sending. And, you know, regrettably, the Indigenous people who served in the war were not treated well when they came back from overseas. And Aline Spears would not be any exception to that. So it follows her journey into her elder years, where she actually worked to help expose the traumas, the harm, the abuse that was done in residential schools in Canada.
Sounds like an amazing movie. You're going to learn a lot. And prior to the movie, you're actually going to have an elder speaking on their experiences in the residential school system as well.
Yes, that's right. We're going to be welcoming Suzanne Marie, who's a Dena elder, somebody who we work with a lot in our community here at the Tullis World of Science in Edmonton. She's a great speaker, and I have no doubt that the words she shares before this film will be very powerful.
And just the courage it takes to get up in front of a crowd to talk about her experiences, it really is admirable.
Yeah, absolutely agree. It takes a lot of courage and strength and resiliency.
So National Canadian Film Board Day, April 17th, a free screening of Bones of Crows at the Tullis World of Science. If I want some more info on this particular screening or what's going on at the Tullis World of Science, where can I go?
Yeah, you can go to twosie.ca, that's TWOSE.ca. And there's tons of information on our website about everything going on in the Science Center. And this event will be in there under April 17th on our events listing. And you'll have some information there about the screening and how you can attend.
Natasha Donahue handles all the Indigenous initiatives at the Tullis World of Science in Edmonton. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.